So the coaching jobs continue to get gobbled up. One of the more interesting and more talked about hires happened 2 days ago, as Matt LaFleur is now the new head coach of the Green Bay Packers. We welcome in Dave Sinekin with TheHeadCheese.com. And Dave, your initial reaction to Matt LaFleur, and maybe that has changed over the last 48 hours, but when you heard that Matt LaFleur was going to be the guy, what was just your initial reaction?
Well, my initial reaction was I was kind of intrigued that they fell in love so quickly. You know, they interviewed 10 guys between Friday. Well, they started a couple weeks ago, but they had six between Friday and Sunday. And I guess I expected the next bit of news to be, all right, they've settled down two or three candidates, and they're going to bring him in this week and settle on their guy. And the fact that they pounced on this guy, that's what I wanted. I didn't want Josh McDaniels, and I wanted them to fall in love with somebody. I guess what has me maybe a bit concerned is he didn't have any other interviews, so I'm not sure what the hurry was to do something so quickly. But I want to give Mark Murphy the benefit of the doubt, guy that's been an athletic director in two universities. He's hired dozens of people. He knows how to interview. He knows when he hears what he wants. And clearly Matt LaFleur sold them pretty quickly that he was the right guy for this job. So I guess initially just happy that they really fell in love with somebody and are willing to stake their jobs on this hire.
Dave, now that we know who it is and his background, pretty clear to you that obviously finding someone who can integrate offensively with Aaron Rodgers was the number one priority when seeking a new head coach?
Yeah, there's no question about it. This is about the five-year window left with Aaron Rodgers and finding a guy to inspire him, excite him, get him ready to try a new system and be more like some of the offenses that have been the rage. You know, the Chiefs and the Bears and the Rams have all really quickly taken the league by storm. And the fact that they found a guy that trained under Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan and then Sean McVay, clearly he's been exposed to some interesting systems and a lot of quarterbacks from RG3 to Matt Ryan, and obviously most recently Jared Goff and then Marcus Mariota. This is a guy that's learned from some bright offensive minds, and the Packers clearly think that he's going to get Rodgers' motor running and get this offense here into the 21st century. Obviously, the roster is going to need some help on that side of the ball. I think actually the offense needs more help than the defense right now. Not that the defense doesn't have some holes to fill, but I think looking at tight end, some offensive line help, maybe some veteran receiving help, there's some work to be done with the roster, but clearly this hire is all about getting Aaron Rodgers excited, engaged, and giving the Packers the best chance to make the most of the last 5 years of his career.
Dave Sinekin joining us from TheHeadCheese.com. Dave, I want to get your thoughts on the initial report before we knew of the hiring of Matt LaFleur that Pat Fitzgerald was someone that the Packers really wanted to talk about. Is it just a matter of they never got to that point to really figure out if he was a big-time candidate, or it was maybe Matt LaFleur always kind of waiting in the wings, just from what you understand?
Yeah, well, clearly the dots were connected easily because Mark Murphy hired Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern, so those guys go back a long way, and Murphy knows him really well. Also, Fitzgerald's agent is Brian Harlan, who's the son of the former president of the Packers, Bob Harlan, so I'm sure that there was some talk, you know, between parties, I'm sure, for a number of weeks since they decided to move on from McCarthy to gauge whether he might be interested. That's going to be a strange hire anyway, to hire a college coach who appears to be a great inspirational leader, but is he ready to take on all the responsibilities that come with running an NFL team? That would have been a real roll of the dice, I think. I'm sure that Murphy made some inquiries to see if he might be interested in talking about it. The fact that Fitzgerald's got, you know, $100-some million training facility being built at Northwestern, he's done a great job with taking that program to where he has in the Big Ten. So I have no doubt that they explored whether there might be any interest. But at the end of the day, I'm not surprised that Pat Fitzgerald wants to stay where he is. He's got a real opportunity with the Big Ten West to make that program something it's never been before and do it in Chicago. So I understand why the dots were connected. But I think ultimately finding who they believe is an offensive whiz who can get Rodgers excited, that at the end of the day was the most important.
What are they going to do on the defensive side of the ball here going forward? Dave, I feel like it's been kind of a sore spot for this team for several years now.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. I am a fan of Mike Pettine. He he sold me when he came in and spoke. I was really sold with how he presented his plan. And by all accounts, is to keep Mike Pettine aboard and keep that defense and that system he's put in place around for year two. They were banged up in a major way defensively this year with the key guys just falling left and right. I really like, though, how he took this defense from 2017 to 2018. And I think for Green Bay, an organization that feels like they're not rebuilding, they're retooling with Aaron Rodgers at 35 years old. If they were going to completely start over on both sides of the ball, this could have been a 2-3 year project to try to get where they want to be. By keeping Pettine around, which, again, we'll hear that the press conference at 3 o'clock, the first time we're going to hear Murphy and Gutekunst and the new coach Matt LaFleur speak, I think they'll speak more clearly to it. But all reports say Mike Pettine and most of his staff will be back. The system will be around for year two. And I think that's the best news Packer fans could hear. I'm a believer in Pettine, and I think giving him a chance to continue what he started is exactly what this organization needs.
Dave, the news apparently official that the Chicago Bears will not get Todd Bowles, but when you start taking a look at just Dick Fangio leaving that position for the Chicago Bears to take over as the head coach of the Denver Broncos, you know, when you start to get a feeling of the climate, the current climate in the NFC North, and I know we've talked to you about this before with the Vikings, even with sort of a down season, still a good roster that we know the Packers, anytime you have Aaron Rodgers, are going to be competitive. The Chicago Bears took a monumental step this year. Who knows about the Lions? But when you kind of start to look forward to 2019 and this division, now with these coaching vacancies filled, at least at the head coaching spot, do you think that this still could be one of the more competitive divisions going into the season?
Oh, absolutely. Look, the Bears were a last place team a year ago. We know things could change year to year. Losing Vic Fangio will have a big impact on that defense. Not that he doesn't have some good coaches around him. If they decide to elevate somebody from that staff to defensive coordinator, or if they go outside the organization and bring in a new guy, then you've got big time changes for that defense. But I am thrilled as a Packer fan that Vic Fangio is no longer in this division. Now in Denver, of course, the NFC North plays the AFC West, so the Packers won't escape Vic Fangio next year as the Pack will play the Broncos. But he has tormented Green Bay, whether it was in San Francisco or Chicago. I think Green Bay's 6-6 against him, but he always seemed to get the Pack in the big game. So it's a big loss for the Bears. They'll face a first-place schedule. They're not going to sneak up on anybody. Who knows if they'll be as healthy as they were in 2018. I do think that this will be a very competitive, open division. The Vikings, this will be a big year for Mike Zimmer. If they do not reach the postseason and make some noise, he might be on his last year. In fact, it's the last year of his deal, and they didn't extend it. And obviously with Green Bay starting over with a new head coach, no idea how he's going to take the reins and have that team perform. So I think losing Fangio opens this division up a little bit. And, it's going to be very interesting how things go once we see the draft and free agency and how these rosters look. To me, it's going to be a three-team race for sure.
Dave, in a sort of a weird roundabout way, we ended up talking about Clay Matthews for a little bit yesterday. I think we were actually talking about Trevor Lawrence from Clemson, who, of course, also has the flowing locks. Yes, the flowing blonde locks. And then we got into shampoo endorsements, and, of course, that brings Clay Matthews into the conversation. What does his future look like in Green Bay?
Well, he's 33. He's at the end of his deal. He's an unrestricted free agent. Look, Green Bay has a huge hole at outside linebacker, and both Nick Perry and Clay Matthews are possibilities to be let go as Green Bay looks to find some new pass rushing help. I think they'd like to bring Matthews back if the interest around the league in him is tepid and they can get him back at a team-friendly deal at maybe half of what he was making. I think there is some desire to bring him back as more of a situational pass rusher, but it would not surprise me at all if he played his last game in Green Bay, if some team decides that they've got the cap space to bring in a name like that to, if nothing else, help school the young guys and be a situational guy. If I was in Vegas, I would say he's done in Green Bay, as is Randall Cobb. I think this roster is going to see a major turnover in this offseason. And outside linebacker is a supreme position of need, both via the draft, maybe via free agency. They need to get younger. They need to get more productive. Matthews just hasn't done enough on the field the last couple years to warrant anything like the contract he was earning in Green Bay.
Dave, another position that I've just, and Joe and I were talking about this yesterday, since that really nasty injury to Jermichael Finley, we just have not seen the tight end position produce what it once did in that offense with Aaron Rodgers. You get a guy like Martellus Bennett a year ago, or maybe that 2 years ago. I'm trying to remember when that was. And then you get Jimmy Graham this year, and still the production has been minimal. Do you get the feeling that that is going to be a position that's still going to be of heavy emphasis in this new system or in this Matt LaFleur offense?
That's a good question. I do think they have to definitely look at that position and bring some new blood. I think if they could go back 2 years, they should have and could have re-signed Jared Cook, who was very productive,
right.
Had that huge catch against the Cowboys in the playoffs. I think they would have liked to have kept him around. He's actually a free agent again, and maybe they'll look to bring Jared Cook back. But it's a position of need for sure. Now, how important it's going to be in this new offense, that's a great question. I mean, I think if LaFleur had Delanie Walker in Tennessee, who went down week one and was lost for the year, I would think he would have featured that guy because he was the best receiver the Titans had. You look at the Rams, you don't really look at tight end as a position that does a lot. When Matt Ryan with the Falcons, when he was the quarterback coach there, you didn't see a lot once Gonzalez left at tight end. So I don't know how important it is, but I do know Green Bay needs to get more young, more dynamic. I would think it's a position they look at early in the draft or in free agency because, as you said, Bennett, Graham, those guys just haven't worked out. There's not really a young guy on the roster. There is a guy named Bob Tonyan who had a big catch late in the season that might intrigue some folks, but that is a position that Green Bay has really struggled to improve, and it was a huge position for a Mike McCarthy offense. But to be honest, I don't know how Matt LaFleur values that position, so that'll be something we'll definitely watch these coming months.
Dave Sinekin once again reporting on the Green Bay Packers for theheadcheese.com. Be sure to check it out for all the very latest in Green Bay Packer news. Dave, really appreciate your time. Have a great week.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.